This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm surprised. I've been having these discussions with some of my friends regarding Ahmaud Arbery out of Georgia, what happened to him. And it's interesting because everybody seems to have a different take on everything. And then we start discussing things. Now, for some reason, there's some people out there that think the McMichaels, father and son, might have been defending themselves from Ahmaud Arbery. Others seem to want to think that maybe he was committing a crime. Others don't believe that he was out on a jog. They believe they're saying he was in work boots, which I wish you could have been with me when I was in the military during basic training when we ran around in combat boots, but that's all beside the point. They're saying that he wasn't out for a run, but he was running from something, except he was running down the middle of a street. You would think he would, like, cut off somewhere, especially if he's being followed by a car that is videoing him, right? That's shooting video of him as he runs down. Then he comes up on the vehicle, jigs right, driver gets out, they wrestle around for a shotgun. We hear three shots, and Mr. Arbery is dead at that point. So we're going to look at a couple of things real quick, because this is going to be it's a very interesting thing. But at the same time, it's also, there's some basic stuff that once you look at it, I think, objectively, if you look at it objectively, then you begin to understand where I'm sitting. The first thing that I look at is as a concealed carry pistol carrier day in, day out. I literally carry one everywhere I go. If I'm in the house, I'm carrying a gun. Well, you see, it's like this. Even if somebody breaks into my house, and they're coming at me, if I go guns up on him and he turns and disengages, and this is why forensics, exist, because it would raise questions. If he turns and disengages and tries to get out, as long as he's no longer harming me, I can no longer open up on him. I cannot send rounds his way. I can't go loud. I can't cap him. You know, however you want to put it, I can't do this because we've just changed from being in a defensive posture to an offensive posture. Concealed carriers cannot be offensive. They can only be defensive and reactive. Okay? You can be proactive with awareness and you can do a lot of other things, but once you pull that weapon out of its holster, its concealment place, now things have changed, and you better have a lot of things lined up. The other thing is that if you do that, one thing you don't do is you don't go out and jump in a vehicle with guns. if this guy is running through the neighborhood and he's firing Stinger missiles at every house, okay, cap him before he gets a Stinger aimed at your house. Otherwise, all you can do as a concealed carrier is be secure. You can secure yourself. You can secure your family. You can secure your home. But you cannot go out there and project force. I think everybody would agree with that. That is a caveat that just happens out there in all of the laws concerning concealed carry. You are reactive. You are defensive. Now, there are certain circumstances where that might change, like a riot. A riot that might change. And that's about it. I can't think of too many other things. A terrorist attack, yeah. If a terrorist is running away from me without a weapon, I'm going to be in a juggling match then, because I realize he's a terrorist, and I don't know if he has weapons cached somewhere else. In Westgate Mall, in the Nairobi incident in Westgate Mall, they had weapons stashed all throughout the mall. So he might be running to another weapon position. So I have to make a decision at that point. And I probably know what I'm going to do, but I'm not going to say it here. Now, this situation, this is the other thing. This is the real bad optic on this. The situation surrounding this shooting and the lack of prosecution is more troubling to me. And while it's possible it wasn't a cover-up per se, it does look like it from the outside. And maybe it was just incompetence by all parties involved, but here's what we get. A Georgia prosecutor who recused himself from the Ahmaud Arbery case waited to bow out until after he told cops the killing was a justifiable homicide and sent them a 5-point letter outlining why the suspects should not be charged, according to reports. District Attorney George Barnhill told police after the February 23rd fatal shooting that there was insufficient evidence to charge the two white men, Gregory McMichael, 64, and his 34-year-old son, Travis McMichael, after they chased down Arbery and gunned him down with a shotgun, according to a statement released Saturday by the Glynn County Police Department. Detectives met with DA George Barnhill Sr. of the Waycross Judicial Circuit the following day, and he reviewed their findings with him. D.A. Barnhill Sr. advised the detectives before noon on February 24th that the act was justifiable homicide and for detectives to continue their investigation and provide him with lab reports and any additional information. He then recused himself from the investigation on April the 6th because his son is a prosecutor in the Brunswick District Attorney's Office, where Gregory McMichael, a former cop, also worked as an investigator. But he didn't bow out of the case until after he received the autopsy report on Arbery's death and wrote a letter to police explaining why the McMichaels should not be charged, the report said. I've heard things of the sort that maybe McMichael knew this guy, Arbery, and all this stuff. And listen, all of these facts, all of these other things may, let's just play this game here. All of these things may be true. Let's just, for the sake of argument, say all these things were true, that Ahmaud Arbery was a bad guy. Being an ex-police officer does not make you different from the ex part is a very important part. That doesn't allow you to go out and hunt somebody down, which is the characterization that this is not my characterization, even though I believe it. That doesn't exist. That part of law doesn't exist, where you retire from being a police officer and you can still go out there and do police work. Pursuit. Yeah, pursuit is not part of self-defense. If this guy was a bad guy, okay, so be it. I know that he took a gun into a school, and I know that he was not a student at the school, and I know that he stole a TV, which seems to be two radically different kind of crimes to me. But at the same time, he was out, he was free, and now he's dead. And this is opened up there's a lot of things that a lot of forensics is going to go into this is pulled apart. But definitely, and we'll talk about this in the next little bit, pursuing him is the red flag to me. Pursuing him and not securing your local area versus going out there and actively seeking him out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100%
100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. That is the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of Salus, the Providence line, Reformation, the Militia line. I mean, these are some of the finest AR-15s you're going to find out there, and some of the parts that you see you're never going to see anywhere but there because it's proprietary. Go check them out. FranklinArmory.com. The arrest of the McMichaels has sparked a bit of an online debate amongst the armies of armchair attorneys. I do not consider myself to be an armchair attorney. I just look at things sort of as a, I don't know, common sense kind of thing. Anyway. But they're debating over whether the McMichaels were acting lawfully when they shot and killed Arbery after pursuing him through a neighborhood in Brunswick, Georgia on February the 23rd. You got a lot of tension, you got a lot of emotion involved in this, and it's really running high. And Arbery's father proclaiming that his son was the victim of a lynching, while others claim that videos showing Arbery inside an unfinished home in the neighborhood prove that the McMichaels were correct to try to detain him, and that Arbery was shot in self-defense when he went for a shotgun held by Travis McMichaels. Now, I can't tell you how many unfinished houses I've been in. I have been in so many of them. I always wait till they get the walls up and everything to where I can actually see the rooms, because my imagination is just not that good to see a framed out house and say, oh, look over there's the living room. Oh, look over there's the den. Nice couch could go right. I wonder if that's going to be with. I can't do that. I got to have walls. Got to have sheetrock. But I've been in plenty of them. But let's talk about some basics. Generally speaking, you're entitled to act in self-defense when you believe that your life or the life of another is in immediate danger of death or great bodily harm. So if a suspected car thief is fleeing the scene of a crime, you don't have the right to run them over to prevent escape, as is alleged to have happened last month in South Florida. Remember, get this, the homeowner had just been burglarized the night before. Somebody broke into his car and stole several items, including the vehicle's keys and a gun. After Friday night's car break-in, the suspect apparently returned to the house, and the homeowner, Ellis Georges, came outside after seeing the burglar trying to break into his car again through his doorbell camera. The burglary suspect, 35-year-old Michael Rulo, then hopped on his scooter and drove off, and police say Georges chased after him in his car. The pursuit ended less than a mile away on Southwest 232nd Street, which dead ends where concrete barriers border the back of a drugstore. And then Georges plowed his car into Rulo's scooter, causing him to slam into the barriers. Rulo died on the ground in between two of the barriers. One of the wheels of a scooter rested by his feet. The force of the crash appeared to have knocked one of his shoes off. In this case, Mr. Georges is being charged with second-degree murder. He did have the right to pursue Rulo, but he didn't have the right to run into him with his car, even if he was attempting to prevent Rulo from escaping and had no intention of harming him. Even Georges witnessing Rulo attempt to burgle his car doesn't change the fact that he should have called the police, reported Rulo's description, and attempted to maintain visual contact with the suspect instead of trying to stop him from fleeing. Even members of law enforcement can run afoul of the law if they try to detain somebody without cause, like a now former sheriff's deputy in North Carolina. Learned that he tried to force his way into a home while looking to question an individual about a 15-year-old girl who had been reported missing. He ended up being charged with forcible trespass, breaking and entering, and a willful failure to discharge his duties as an officer of the law. I think they also brought out some kidnapping charges. And in both of these cases, the arrested parties may have believed that they were simply trying to stop criminal activity, but they went beyond what the law allows, and they're now facing charges. According to the McMichaels, they too were simply trying to stop Arbery, who they believed was responsible for burglaries in their neighborhood. Although, I don't know how much of that they could prove. Unfortunately for everyone involved, they went beyond what the law allows and they're now facing aggravated assault and murder charges. Some of the debate has turned, is now hinging on the character of the suspects as well as the victim. And Arbery was no angel. Nobody's arguing this. And apparently for these that are arguing that is a thing, this is reason enough for this father-son to have killed him. He was caught on that video surveillance looking around an unfinished home just like I've done. And Gregory McMichaels originally told police that he and his son began pursuing Arbery because they believed that he was responsible for several break-ins. He took a gun into a high school basketball game when he was 19, and he was arrested for shoplifting in 2018. Now, critics of the McMichaels have charged them with racism, claiming that they targeted the black man because of the color of his skin, hunting through the Brunswick neighborhood before shooting and killing him in cold blood. And legally, none of this matters. Arbery could have been an Eagle Scout or a convicted felon or anything in between. The Michaels could have been the head of the local NAACP or the local KKK. None of those things change the facts about what happened on a Sunday afternoon in February. And for the grand jury, they will soon hear the case. The facts are all that matter. According to a statement given to the police by Gregory McMichaels, he decided to chase after Arbery when he spotted him running down the street. He yelled for his son to join him. The pair armed themselves, and they hopped in Travis McMichaels' truck. McMichaels said that he and his son attempted to cut Arbery off at an intersection in the neighborhood where he was running, but they were unsuccessful, so they tried to intercept him on another street. Eventually, they yelled at him to stop, yelling they wanted to talk to him. And Arbery can be seen jogging up the road with McMichaels stopped ahead, apparently waiting for him, each of them armed. And in the report, McMichaels says his son Travis hopped out of the truck with his shotgun when Arbery didn't stop as they asked. Then McMichael alleges that Arbery violently attacked Travis, but in the video, Arbery is seen swerving out of their way to avoid them as he runs into the yard around their truck. But Travis follows him to the front of the truck with his shotgun, and a fight over the gun ensues. According to the Georgia statutes on citizens' arrests, McMichaels had no cause to try to stop Arbery and hold him for police. And that is a very key provision. I'll tell you how this works out. When we get back, we just need to be concerned with the facts in this, and we'll leave the rest of this to the process, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats are introducing a new round of coronavirus legislation costing more than $3 trillion, and it would provide a historic level of federal aid to those hurt by the pandemic. The nation's top government infectious disease expert is warning states not to reopen from the pandemic too quickly. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Dr. Anthony Fauci testifying in a video conference call to a Senate hearing, saying that he believes a second wave of coronavirus in the U.S. is entirely conceivable and possible this fall.
Depending on the dynamics of an outbreak in a particular region, state, city, or area, that would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Fauci saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction on the coronavirus.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says former President Barack Obama should have held back in criticizing President Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. McConnell appearing online during a Trump online campaign event.
I think President Obama should have kept his mouth shut. You know, we know he doesn't like much this administration is doing. That's understandable. But I think it's a little bit classless, frankly, to critique an administration that comes after you. You had your shot. You were there for 8 years. I think the tradition that the Bushes set up of not critiquing the president who comes after you is a good tradition.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's support among women is declining amid allegations of sexual assault and harassment. According to a newly released survey from Morning Consult, Biden's favorability among women fell more than 6 points since mid-April, with only 44 viewing him favorably. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I've been a little bit out of the loop. I don't really understand citizens' arrest, especially in Georgia. I know what it is here where I live, but in Georgia, I didn't have any idea what citizens' arrest was, so I decided to find out what that is. Citizens' arrest works this way: a private person may arrest an offender if the offense is committed in his presence or within his immediate knowledge. If the offense is a felony and the offender is escaping or attempting to escape, a private person may arrest him upon reasonable and probable grounds of suspicion. When you apply this to the Arbery case, McMichaels may have suspected Arbery had been prowling around the neighborhood, but he didn't catch him in the act of doing anything other than running down the street. So there was no cause for the McMichaels to try to arrest or even detain Arbery, especially when they could have simply called 911 and followed Arbery at a distance until officers arrived. Some of the armchair attorneys that I've seen online are claiming that Arbery was attempting to escape and a citizen's arrest would have been justified, but read the statute. Read it closely. No offense was committed in the McMichaels' presence or his immediate knowledge. He may have had his suspicions about Arbery, but he had no evidence that afternoon that Arbery had committed a felony offense. There are a lot of people that are saying, well, what about this or what about that? What if he suspected this? What if he did? What if it was? That doesn't change the facts as we know him. Know the facts as they are right now. What about the shooting itself? Even if the McMichaels had no basis to make a citizen's arrest, wasn't Travis McMichaels acting in self-defense when he shot Arbery? Because there was a struggle for the McMichaels shotgun. If Travis McMichaels was in fear for his life, didn't he have the right to shoot? No, not in this case. Gregory and Travis McMichaels were the aggressors here, and the police have charged them not only with the murder for the death of Ahmaud Arbery, but with aggravated assault for their actions leading up to the shooting. And that's a very important part of this. You can't act in self-defense in the midst of committing a violent crime. So let me give you an example. A guy with a gun walks into a convenience store and points it at the clerk. The clerk, in fear for his life, tries to wrestle the gun away from the armed man. The armed man is now fighting the clerk, and, you know, he fears the clerk will shoot him if they get a hold of the gun, so he shoots and kills the clerk instead. That's not self-defense. At least not on the part of the guy with the gun. Instead, it was the clerk who had a reasonable belief that his life was in danger. He did exactly as Arbery did, which was he got into a fight over the gun. The McMichaels weren't in fear of their lives because of Arbery. If they were, they wouldn't have pursued him through the neighborhood, attempting on multiple occasions to intercept him so they could ask him a few questions. This right here is, you know, it's unlawful imprisonment, it's kidnapping. It just depends on who would be looking at this if they actually did it. You know, they're chasing him through an area, through a subdivision. It was Arbery who had cause to be concerned for his safety because he was being pursued through a neighborhood that he didn't live in by armed men who eventually cut him off and confronted him. Gregory McMichaels originally told police that he and his son pulled up beside Arbery and shouted at him to stop. But the video shot by William Roddy Bryan shows that the pair had actually pulled in front of Arbery and were waiting for him. And McMichaels claims that his son Travis exited the truck after Arbery ran up alongside the vehicle. But the vehicle shows that Travis McMichaels was already outside the vehicle, shotgun in hand, as Arbery approached. In fact, Travis McMichaels is standing in the left lane of the road with his shotgun in his truck, and his armed father in the bed is blocking the right lane. And Arbery tries to avoid McMichaels by running around the right side of the truck, but McMichaels approaches the front of the truck and faces Arbery at the same time Arbery is running by it. And then he veers towards Travis McMichaels as a shot is fired. They then wrestle for the gun, and Arbery is shot twice more before he turns to run and falls to the street. And this is all about degrees here. The McMichaels were within law to try to follow Arbery, but once they tried to detain him, they crossed over from law-abiding to law-breaking. Even when Arbery attempted to grab McMichaels' shotgun, McMichaels was by that time the aggressor in the eyes of the law, and Arbery was the victim. His previous run-ins with the law are irrelevant to this case, as is whether or not the McMichaels are racist. What happened on the night of February 22nd is irrelevant. What happened on the afternoon of February 23rd is not. And the facts in this case are pretty clear, and that's why the Georgia Bureau of Investigation found probable cause to arrest Gregory and Travis McMichaels within 2 days of opening up their investigation. So, these online influencers and those more interested in advancing a narrative on either side or both sides, ignore them. Stick to the facts here. This is, you know, this death of Ahmaud Arbery, whether he was an angel or a fallen soul, was not in self-defense. It was not. And it's clear that the death of Ahmaud Arbery was unnecessary. And all of this would never have happened all of these events that we're talking about, and we're going to be going back and forth. And remember how long we went on with Ferguson and Baltimore and Trayvon Martin and all this other stuff? This is going to go on for a very long time. And in the meantime, this will be played to the hilt, because this is a welcome distraction from what's about to be on in Washington, D.C. It is about to be on. They found out stuff that Barack Obama said, let's go ahead and do that. So anything for the sideshow. And everybody will be pushing the sideshow. But in the meantime, there will simply, if we're going to seek justice, justice is not nearly as sexy. And it's not relevant whether or not he was good and they were bad. They were good and he was bad. None of that matters. All that matters in this is the way this actually occurred. If you see something like this occurring, if somebody breaks into your home, if they break into your car, whatever it is not for you to get out and apprehend them. What it is for you to do is to defend yourself, to secure yourself, your home, your family. And if they try to encroach upon that, if they try to come in and do violence to you, game on. All the rules of engagement fall away at that point. I refer to this as the turkey pot pie rule. If you interrupt me eating my turkey pot pie by kicking in my door, and I pull a gun and you take one more step, game on. So, these online influencers and everything else you're going to see, ignore them. This is a crime. There will be many of them like this in between now. This is just going to be the one that is sensationalized. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Down in Mexico, there's a lot of things to worry about down there. The economy, crime, the virus. So, I was a little bit surprised when Andres Lopez Obrador brought up the Fast and Furious, brought that back to life. There's a couple, a little bit of speculation as to why he would have done this. Maybe he needs a distraction. You know, politicians like to do that. Ask the Democrats how that works. Others say that Mexico never really accepted the Obama administration's explanation of the 2,000-plus high-powered they were semi-automatic rifles. And they traveled south of the border. Then we get this. Something tells me the Trump administration may be far more eager to help Mexico President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador get to the bottom of the Fast and Furious gun running scandal than the Obama administration ever was. The administration that implemented the program that sent thousands of guns across the border under the direction of the BATFE and the Justice Department headed by then Attorney General Eric Holder never said much about how much information they gave Mexico about the fact that the American government was arming Mexican drug cartels. So, during a press conference on Friday, Lopez Obrador said he wants to get to the bottom of who, if anyone, in the Mexican government was informed of the operation before it was revealed after the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry in December of 2010 by a member of a Mexican drug cartel using a firearm the ATF had allowed to enter into Mexico in the hands of a gunrunner. Mexico's a little bit late to this one. I get it. I understand it. But I think that they found President Obama more friendly on immigration and border issues and did not want to make a big deal about the issue. Then they spent too much time criticizing Trump over this and that. But President Lopez Obrador is correct. Mexico is entitled to an explanation. We learned that the Democrats were saying something different in private than in public about Russia collusion. I think it'd be fascinating to know what Eric Holder told Barack Obama about this program. I think I would find that fascinating. So, we'll see how this goes. This is a, you know, this is a, I don't know if, would this be aiding and abetting? Would this be, because we're talking about arming drug cartels. And without getting into too many details over this, which I have explored exhaustively, I just find it interesting that it's popping up now. But then again, you know, Mexico sort of reset their border. They sort of closed it off a little bit. Maybe this is a forced, this whole coronavirus thing has forced a new attitude. I don't know. A new attitude for everybody to think about. Now, I saw this, and this tickles me just to think about it. Because out in California, Elon Musk, who is a, you know, he is much beloved of the green community. He is sticking his thumb in the eye of the petty tyrants of California, as they would call the government there. Now, just like the beauty parlor owner in Dallas, Musk announced Monday that he's going to restart operations at his Fremont-based Tesla plant, whether the Alameda County shutdown like it, whether they like it or not. And he basically said, come and get me. If anybody's going to be arrested, come and get me. And this is significant for at least two reasons. Unlike the Dallas salon owner, Shelley Luther, who was basically a small fry, small business owner, you know, drawing global attention because of the disproportionate power of state slamming into her for just trying to feed her family, Elon Musk is a whale. He's a big fish. I know one's a mammal and one's a fish. I get that. Don't help me with this. He's an innovator. He's a celebrity. He's a hip, greeny progressive, and the CEO of a closely watched publicly traded company that is one of the state of California's largest employers, where they claim 20,000 workers statewide and claim 10,000 in the Fremont manufacturing plant at the northern edge of the Silicon Valley. For some reason, the state says he employs between 1,000 and 5,000, actually $49.99. But even if they're keeping their database up to date, he's one of only 11 employers of the top 25 in Alameda County that are clearly in the private sector, and only three of those 11 employ more people than he does. Big employer, big tax base. California's out of money, and all he's wanting to do is start up business and give California some of his money by restarting his operation. And standing alone with it, just that one fact, that would be a stupid reason to arrest him for social distancing violations and operating as a non-essential business. Is money in this state, which has none, is that non-essential? And that actually becomes up to the clowns in government to decide, but it's a good question to ask them. Musk is also an emblem of the California public image. Clean, green, progressive, a guy not like the others, and his cars are status symbols. So arresting him would draw international attention to the stupidity of a state that would arrest their fair-haired boy, amounting to an attack on their own image as a beacon of the greeny progress. If you arrest him, then what does the state have? Illegals? Homeless? Chaser Baldwin? They have done a full Hugo Chavez lockdown orders and socialism, a place where no business grows. And it's very significant that the Washington Post is reporting that the Silicon Valley barons to the south of Fremont, who are also desperate to restart manufacturing, are quietly egging him on to see what happens. And don't think that markets and rival companies and states and world governments aren't watching this closely, too. But here's the thing. If Musk gets his way and they leave him alone, you can bet a lot of businesses are going to start following with restarts. If Musk can restart, so can they. the permanent state of lockdown can't last if nobody follows it. And if big fish are willing to get arrested to, you know, pry the economy open, it's hard to think they aren't going to win given the image hit and revenue hit the state will inevitably take. And it explains why the county and state officials dedicated to the economic shutdown are very nervous about Musk and his defiance. He also, and this is all followed up a lawsuit that he filed to open the joint over the weekend, something Musk didn't even want to wait for a ruling on. But then we have one of the government politicos in Alameda, Nada Balram, a spokeshole for Alameda County, said in a statement that the county hoped to work with Tesla to avoid any further escalation of the issue. We're addressing this matter using the same phased approach we use for other businesses, which have violated the order in the past, and we hope that Tesla will likewise comply with further enforcement measures. But they look forward to reviewing the Tesla plan, and they're not going to get a chance to do it because he's just going to go with it. And then you have Alameda County Supervisor Scott Haggerty adding that while dialogue continues with Musk, I can't stop him from breaking the health order. And the translation of this is they're scared. They know, and he knows, and they know that he knows that he's got them over a barrel. And that Lorena Gonzalez, her big vulgar tweet to Musk, probably didn't go over very well with some of these politicos because, you know, that was based on his threat to leave the state. There's a lot of things for them to be nervous about because he's a big cash cow for the Democrat darlings, and now he has put them in the hot seat. So... it's amazing if you just stand there patiently what you will see as everything makes its way back around to you. We're going to be joined next by Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. We're going to talk about the active role that media has had in what I refer to as the COVID-19 fear agenda. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.